The president delivered his State of the Union address last night. In the room at that time, Buffalo Congressman Brian Higgins, and he joins us by phone this morning. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Congressman, I come into the headline on our website that says, Trump delivers State of the Union to tense partisan Congress. Focused on that word tense. Can you describe what it was like in the room last night?
A little tense. But there was no call for unity, no call for an ambitious agenda, you know, befitting America, the greatest nation in the world. And, you know, these are sometimes become partisan affairs. I mean, you would hope that presidents and this president would use this as an opportunity to rise above what's occurred over the last several months and outline an ambitious agenda and challenge Congress to work with him. But as opposed to that, you had a long list of what he referred to as accomplishments. Some were true, many were not true. And that was the nature of the State of the Union address last night.
I want to get into that because in your statement afterwards, one of the elements that you put in there about the president's policies that leave people out or behind. Of course, the president spent a lot of the speech talking about how millions, courtesy of an improved economy, have been pulled out of public assistance. Kind of get into where you disagree with the president on that particular element.
Well, firstly, let me just bring up the issue that he pledged to protect people with pre-existing conditions. That simply is not true. Through the repeal of the Affordable Care Act, his attempts to repeal it, and through the federal courts, the president has sought to kill the only federal law that protects people with pre-existing conditions. That's just not true. Secondly, you know, he did extol the growth of the manufacturing economy. However, the manufacturing economy is in recession. He had talked about reducing the trade deficit toward the goal of creating more jobs for Americans. Between 2016 and 2018, under President Trump, the trade deficit has increased by $125 billion, from $503 billion to $628 billion. The one thing that is a sure job creator and something that both he and Democratic presidential candidates had promised is an ambitious infrastructure bill. We're 3 years into it, and there's no bill. So on a lot of this stuff, Jay, you need presidential leadership to challenge Congress. And then Congress is left to either respond or not. And I think last night was more of a partisan speech, you know, analogous to, you know, the rallies that he holds throughout the country.
And then finally, of course, impeachment vote in the Senate scheduled for later today. We firmly expect the president will not be impeached, of course. So beyond that possibility, and as you look through the speech, is there a sign of hope that maybe there is some common ground between what the president wants to do and what you think Congress should be doing?
Well, if there is common ground, which there is, particularly on infrastructure and other issues as well, the opportunity to, you know, make that case was not, you know, used last night. You know, the president talked about a tree planting initiative. At the same time, his administration is rolling back 95 major environmental laws that were very important to Buffalo and the cleanup of the Buffalo River and Lake Erie. The Clean Water Act, the Clean Air Act, the Safe Drinking Water Act. So while initiating a tree planting national program is good, I'm more concerned at the moment with strengthening enforcement of those laws, which have contributed to the cleanup of the Buffalo River and you know, the revitalization of Buffalo's waterfront. You can't go through a waterfront development renaissance without on polluted waters, and it was industrial waste that was dumped directly into our waterways that contributed to tens of millions of dollars of federal money being spent to clean up that river, to transform it from industrial to a recreational waterfront. So those are the concerns that, you know, we will continue to work toward. We're looking at increasing the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative today. That will be a bipartisan effort amongst Republicans and Democrats in the House. And we're looking for those opportunities always. And, you know, my hope is that we can also find the wisdom and the courage to do a major infrastructure bill to rebuild a nation built right here in America.
Congressman Brian Higgins, thanks for joining us so early this morning.
Thanks for having me, Jay. Bye-bye.